ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 16, The Lord in the Heart. Manak swa bhujamalaya niyamya chetragya etam ninayat tam atmani atmanam atmani avarudya dhiro labdo pashantir virameta krityat manak svabudya malaya niyamya chetragya etam ninayat tamatmani Atmanam Atmani Avarudya Dhiro Labdo Pasantir Virameta Krityat Manak Swabudya Malaya Niyamya Chetragya Etam Ninayatam Atmani Atmanam Atmani Avarudya Dhiro Labdo Pashantir Virametan Kridyat Manak Swabudya Malaya Nihamya Chetragya Etam Ninayat Tamatmani Atmanam Atmani Avarudya Dhiro Labdo Pasantir Virameta Kityat Manaksabudya Malaya Niyamya Chetragya Eptamyatam Atmani Avarudya Dhiro Labdo Pasantir Virameta Dityat Matajis Naksabudya Malayani Amya Vetragya Etam Ninayatamat Mani Atmanam Atmani Avarudya Dhiro Labdo Pasantir Virameta Dhiryat Manak Svabudya Malaya Niyamya Chetakya Etam Minayatam Atmani Atmanam Atmani Avarudya Dhiro Labdo Pasantir Virameta Krityat Manak Mind Swabudya By his own intelligence Amalaya Unalloyed Niyamya By regulating Chetragye, unto the living entity, etam, all of them, ninayat, merge, tam, that, atmani, the self, atmanam, the self, Atmani in the super self. Avarudya, being locked up. Dira, the fully satisfied. Labdha Upashanti, one who has attained full bliss. Virameta, ceases from. Kritya, all other activities. Translation. Therefore, the yogi should merge his mind by his unalloyed intelligence into the living entity, and then merge the living entity into the super self. And by doing so, the fully satisfied living entity becomes situated in the supreme stage of satisfaction, so that he ceases from all other activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The functions of the mind are thinking, feeling, and willing. When the mind is materialistic or absorbed in material contact, it acts for material advancement of knowledge, destructively ending in discovery of nuclear weapons. But when the mind acts under spiritual urge, it acts wonderfully for going back home, back to Godhead, for life in complete bliss and eternity. Therefore, the mind has to be manipulated by good and unalloyed intelligence. Perfect intelligence is to render service unto the Lord. One should be intelligent enough to understand that the living being is, in all circumstances, a servant of the circumstances. Every living being is serving the dictates of desire, anger, lust, illusion, insanity, and enviousness, all materially affected. But even while executing such dictations of different temperaments, he is perpetually unhappy. When one actually feels this and turns his intelligence to inquiring about it from the right sources, he gets information of the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Instead of serving materially for the above-mentioned different humors of the body, the living entity's intelligence then becomes freed from the unhappy illusion of materialistic temperament, and thus by unalloyed intelligence, the mind is brought unto the service of the Lord. The Lord and His service are identical, being on the absolute plane. Therefore, the unalloyed intelligence and the mind are merged unto the Lord, and thus the living entity does not remain a seer himself, but sometimes seen by the Lord transcendentally. When the living entity is directly seen by the Lord dictates to him to act according to his desire, and when the living entity follows him perfectly, the living entity ceases to discharge any other duty for his illusory satisfaction. In his pure unalloyed state, the living being attains the stage of full bliss, labdho upashanti, and ceases all material hankerings. Manakswa buddha malayaniyam yak chetragya etam ninayet tamatmani atmanam atmani avarudya diro labdho upashanti virameta krityat. Thereafter, the yogi should merge his mind by his unalloyed intelligence unto the living entity, and then merge the living entity unto the self. And by doing this, the fully satisfied living entity becomes situated in the supreme stage of satisfaction, so that he ceases from all other activities. Om Ajnana Atmirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of absorbing the mind in Krishna is given. Function of the mind is thinking, feeling, and willing. When we will something, we're responsible for that activity. The thinking and feeling stages in this age, one isn't responsible for. One doesn't get the karma for. But when one wills a particular activity and engages in that activity, we receive the karma. But the process of thinking and willing obviously leads, thinking and feeling leads to the willing. We think about something, we meditate on it deeply and feel, and ultimately we act on it. In this material world, we have to accept that karma. And Srila Prabhupada says here that material contact ends up in the discovery of nuclear weapons. Ugra karma. There's different types of karma, but the ultimate terrible karma is described as ugra karma. Horrible, unbeneficial acts which are meant to destroy the world. So many examples in this material world about persons who are seeking sense gratification to the point of no return. But in the Shastra, there's one nice story about Lord Shiva and one demon named Vrikashura. Vrikashura, he wanted ugra karma, horrible, unbeneficial acts to destroy the world. So he went to Narada Muni and said, how can I get my desires fulfilled most quickly? Who do I approach? Brahma, Shiva, or Vishnu? And Narada Muni, of course, said that Shiva is Ashutosh. He's easily pleased and he satisfies your desires immediately. Krishna takes some time. Brahma, that's a whole nother thing. So this Vrikashura, he started worshiping the Lord for 7 days. He was actually offering his skin in the fire to Lord Shiva with prayers for Lord Shiva to come and fulfill his desire. 6 days, Lord Shiva didn't appear. He became very impatient and decided to offer his head. He'll offer his head to Lord Shiva, and then surely Lord Shiva will come. So when he was getting ready to offer the head, you can offer different bodily parts, but to offer the head is pretty severe. Shiva, Lord Shiva appeared and said, my dear Vrikashura, what do you want? He said, I just want a benediction that anyone whose head I touch will explode. So Lord Shiva, being Asutosh and seeing this man as his devotee, he gave him that benediction. And he immediately started looking at Lord Shiva to go after Lord, to touch Lord Shiva's head. And Lord Shiva was like, what are you doing? He said, I want to destroy you first because I want Parvati, your wife. So Lord Shiva started running. And this Vrikashura chased him everywhere. All the way up to Swetha Dweep. And there, Lord Krishna dressed as a brahmachari servant, disciple of Lord Shiva. He greeted this Vrikashura and said, what is it that you're doing here? He said, I just wanted to crack the head of Lord Shiva so I could have his wife Parvati and take over the world, have so many wives and so much happiness. So the brahmachari, Krishna, said, why do you think that you have this benediction? Lord Shiva is surrounded by ghosts and hobgoblins and hippies, whatever they called it then. And he's a little bit crazy since he was cursed by Daksha when he didn't get an opportunity to offer the pinda, make an offering into the fire with his father-in-law. And his sati entered into the fire. He's gone a little bit crazy. And he says different things, but he doesn't really mean it and he can't back it up. So Vrikashura said, what are you talking about? I did the austerities, he gave me the benediction. He said, well, why don't you make a test? You'll see that his benedictions don't really work. Just touch your own head. Make a scientific experiment. So Vrikashura thought, being a materialistic person, this is a great idea. Touched his head and kablooey. End of Vrikashura. But the story is Sukhaya Dukha Mokshaya. Kurvati Dampati Kriya Tato Nivritira Praptir Sukasyacha Dukasyacha. That a person tries to be very happy, increase the happiness, decrease the suffering, man and wife, man and woman. But because their desires are filled with sense gratification, the unhappiness increases and the happiness decreases. This is just the nature of this material world. Bhagavad Gita says, Dukhayalam Ashashvatam, that it's temporary and miserable. This isn't our pessimism. This is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that contact of the senses with sense objects has a beginning and an end, and therefore doesn't bring one the ultimate happiness. Labdo pasanti. Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport and the next verse that one should be after this labdo pasanti, spiritual happiness and satisfaction. Because when one strives for spiritual life, ultimately, Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport, he gets direction and speaks to God directly. There's a wonderful pastime with one of the devotees that comes here often, used to be here, Rameshwar Das. They were doing some interview here in Los Angeles years and years ago, reporters. And Srila Prabhupada said in the interview that God gives direction directly to the devotee. So the reporter asked that something like, so you yourself speak with God? And Srila Prabhupada answered, yes. God gives us direct instruction. So Ramaswar, thinking that this reporter won't understand, will write something that Prabhupada said, I'm talking to Krishna, so he said, he interrupted and Ramaswar said that actually it's like the parampara system that the spiritual master gets guidance from the Lord through his spiritual master and he gets from his spiritual master and it goes back directly. And Prabhupada cut him off. No! Krishna speaks to the pure devotee directly. This is our Prabhupada speaking. That Krishna does speak, but not to anyone. Tesam satati yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. Krishna speaks to those who are constantly engaged in devotional service. Krishna speaks to the pure devotee and gives him direction about what is to be done in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada points out here the living entity is directly seen by the Lord and the Lord dictates to him to act according to his desire. And the living entity follows him perfectly. The living being ceases to discharge any other duty for the material satisfaction. Everyone is engaged in material life due to the dictates of desire, anger, lust, delusion, insanity, and enviousness. These are the six enemies of the soul. Kam, krodh, lova, moha, mada, matsarya. Kama, lust, krodha, anger. Kam, krodh, lova, greed. Kam, krodh, lova, moha, illusion. Mada, madness, matsarya, and enviousness. Srimad Bhagavatam is Nirmatsaranam Satam is meant for the non-envious persons. Why sometimes are people so attracted to Krishna and at other times people are turned away immediately? I remember one time on Sankirtan, I showed someone Srila Prabhupada's books and I opened to the page of the picture of Prabhupada. And they said, that's such an amazing, handsome, spiritual personality. They could see somehow or other. And of course, other times, people offend and say, my God, who is that? They offend the picture of Srila Prabhupada. Because persons who have acted piously in past lives, they're a little bit freed from enviousness. And therefore they can perceive to some extent the beauty of a pure devotee. Whereas those materialistic persons, they can't appreciate any spiritual qualities And therefore they just see that which is material, that which has a beginning and an end, and that which pleases, so-called, temporarily, their senses. So, it's being pointed out here that one has to take this thinking, feeling, willing process, an intelligent person, and absorb it, engage it. First of all, take the self, the living entity, which is ourselves. We have nothing to do with this body. You think I'm my finger. You could lose a finger. It's not you anymore. They took one toe. They put it in the jar with formaldehyde. They said, would you like this? And I realized, it's not me. That's just a car part. Sometimes you have to change the spark plugs. Or you lose your muffler. Well, that makes it difficult to drive. You use the thing to roll up the window. But the car still goes on. So, the living entity whom we are, that soul, that spirit within the body, that is taken in this verse and merge the living entity into the super living entity. What is that? Krishna, the Lord within the heart. We take our soul and put it into Krishna by constantly associating with Krishna activity, Krishna consciousness. This was Srila Prabhupada's special gift, consciousness of Krishna. And when the living entity is absorbed in the super self, then one becomes labdho pasanti. Then one is no longer affected by this material world, but the pure devotee is in perfect happiness. Not the happiness of this material world, which is sukha and dukkha. Everyone's manufacturing their happiness. Oh, if I just had this, then I'd be very happy. Or concocting sense gratification. When I get this, I'll be very happy. Or I'm sure this is like this gratification. But actually, in this material world, it's not. It's an illusion. It's temporary. And it's miserable. That's Bhagavad Gita. And the real satisfaction is yatma supersedati, the satisfaction of the soul. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita all tell us that's the real satisfaction. You may think this situation is going to bring me happiness, this combination of matter and objects of the senses, of my body and the objects of the senses, but it won't. It doesn't. We have experience. Temporarily, maybe, we can be dazzled, titillated temporarily, but ultimately there's no satisfaction. Therefore, one has to go after that which is eternally satisfying, Krishna, and Krishna consciousness. And one will be very happy, real happiness. It's like I knew when I first saw devotees, they're smiling in a different way. It's not a smiling, ha-ha, funny. Or a smiling, I got something you don't got. They were smiling. I saw pictures of Prabhupada, saw Prabhupada at some different events, and would see the devotees, and when they'd smile, I was thinking, I knew, they're like happy. They're like, they've got something that I've never had, that I don't see anybody has. So we have to be good representatives of our spiritual master and present that devotional happiness by remaining on the spiritual platform, by contacting always Krishna and Krishna consciousness. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you for coming. We almost had a minion. You need 10 people to have a spiritual activity in some religions. How many needed a fire here? I don't know. Still a spirit soul.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah,
I should have brought the joke.